Ronald McDonald House Charities of Tampa Bay houses about 2,000 families per year whose children are being treated in Tampa Bay area hospitals. Yvonne Smith from Port Charlotte has been living at Ronald McDonald House in Tampa to be at the bedside of her ailing daughter, Lori.
Didn't think that I would need it. And you never know. You never know. And it has become a home away from home. It really has.
Smith, a mother of three children, 19-year-old Lornell, 16-year-old Lori, and 15-year-old Leah, has been living in the house since January 27.
We're here because our daughter has been diagnosed with a brain tumor, and so she's here for radiation treatments. The machine that they're using, this is the closest place that they have for that treatment.
Smith is a registered nurse who works in intensive care. Now she takes her daughter every day to the hospital for treatment. She understands how Lori is doing from the look on her face and her gestures. This house is a lifeline for her, she says. The lodging costs her $10 a day.
If we had to go to a hotel, this would have been in the thousands of dollars, which we just can't afford. And so the Ronald McDonald House really has been a blessing to us.
Lori Smith, an A student, came home from Andrews University in Michigan for Christmas break. She complained about headaches. When the pain persisted, the doctors did CT scan on her. On January 27, the Smiths were rushed to All Children's Hospital.
They were wanting to do surgery the same day, but because the poor brain was just so swollen, they had to give her some steroids to reduce the swelling overnight, and then they did surgery the next day. Yeah, that was 5 hours. 5 hours of surgery. And those were the longest hours ever.
After Lori finishes the radiation and chemotherapy, she will recover, says her mother. Until then, Yvonne Smith hopes and prays.
I've been crying, I've been pacing the floor, and I feel so inadequate, so weak, so helpless. But it's just through prayer. Sometimes even I couldn't even pray. I had to just hold the Bible and just say, I believe the promises that are here. Everyone says to me that I'm strong, but I am not. I am so weak.
Yvonne Smith says that she hopes that every major hospital will have a facility built for the parents who can't leave their child's bedside. Allison Barrick is the Public Relations and Development Coordinator at the Tampa Bay Ronald McDonald House Charities. She says that even with the two existing houses near All Children's Hospital, the demand for rooms is rising.
Even with two houses, an 18-bedroom house and a 34-bedroom house, we still had to turn away almost 300 families last year. That's a lot of families to turn away, and that was because we were full.
The new Ronald McDonald facility in All Children's Hospital Medical Annex will open in 2010. Again, Allison Barrick.
This new house inside the hospital itself, it's actually in the medical office building that is attached to the hospital. That is really intended for those families who really just can't leave the hospital, even for a few minutes. They just can't leave. Their child is too critical for that reason.
The executive director and CEO of the Ronald McDonald House Tampa Bay Charities is Janice Davis. She says that there are $100,000 off their goal to raise the funds for the new home.
We are underway of a $1 million capital campaign, which may not sound a lot for a capital campaign, but because it's inside the hospital is building this $200 million new hospital, so they're bricks and mortar are being taken care of from that end. So our end is to take care of the finishings of the walls and the furnishings of the facility.
Despite the economy, they hope to raise the necessary funds. Again, Allison Barrick, Public Relations and Development Coordinator.
It's a critical time for us to raise more funds than ever because next year we will be operating this fourth house and be serving an additional possibly 300, 400 families, and we're going to have to provide the operational costs for those, and that needs to be underwritten by the community, at least partly.
The organization also provides 46 college scholarships yearly for children with disadvantaged backgrounds. The McDonald Care mobile van provides free medical and dental service for the students in the Title I schools in Pasco and Hillsborough counties who come from low-income families. The organization's biggest fundraising event, The Storybook Ball, Last of the Moon, will be held on Saturday, May 16 at the A La Carte Event Pavilion. Andrea Lipka, reporting for WMNF News.